Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, and welcome to Pure Inspiration Podcast. Thanks for joining me. This is Debbie MG, and I'm here every Tuesday at 8:30 till 9 o'clock normally. But today I'm not going to be here till 9 o'clock. I'm going to be here till 8:45 because I simply clicked the wrong button. So my apology. Podcast instead of, because I have the wrong button and I set it up for 15 minutes rather than half an hour. So my apologies for that. But if you want to get the full empowerment session, you can catch me on Thursday on YDN Radio. So it's www.yourdigitalnetwork.org.uk. You can find it on social media. You can hit me up on social media, Debbie MG, you'll find me, and you'll get all of that information. Or you can go to my website at www.debbiemartingarcia.co.uk and you'll see all my social media feeds, so you'll be able to find it on there. Now that I've got that out of the way, welcome and thank you if this is the first time you're joining me. I hope that you'll enjoy this quick podcast, extra quick podcast today. It's really about you guys empowering, uplifting and motivating you guys to live a purpose and driven life. I believe that God has purposed us to have a fulfilling and purposeful destiny, and sometimes we fall short of that because our minds ain't focused. You know, we don't even know that we have a purpose. So I'm here really just to encourage you and to help you to get on that path so that you can find out what your purpose is. So I hope that you'll enjoy this podcast. Really, I am passionate about people and their growth, and primarily because I didn't really find people who was really passionate about my growth and really wanting to encourage me and inspire me to fulfill, you know, all of those goals and dreams and aspirations that I had from a very young child. So my endeavor is to help you, no matter what age you are, to help you to, you know, feel good about yourself and know that you are able to do it. So today's topic, if you don't know and you're just joining me, is are you acting or reacting? Are you acting or reacting? And you can get interactive with me. You can be acting and you can join me in the chat room. You should have the chat button on there. You can just click that and join me there, or you can find me on Facebook at Pure Inspiration, and you can message me also on there. So without further ado, we are talking about are you acting or reacting. So the difference between acting is that you'll be making decisions and acting purely from your knowledge, your experience, your know-how. You'll just be acting based what you want to do. Reacting is normally based upon a situation, a circumstance, something somebody's done, or a situation that has come your way and you react to it. So are you one of those people that react rather than act? You know, maybe some of you are thinking, but Debbie, you have to react in certain situations. Well, yeah, you're right. You know, if you're going to fall over, you know, you have to react. You have to put your hands down. You have to try and stop yourself. If someone's, you know, going to swing a punch at you, you're going to have to react. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in life, you actually taking steps to make decisions. You wait for situations, circumstances, and people to come at you before you start moving. So I particularly find that people who are like this, they're pretty much quick thinkers. They think on their feet. They're quite spontaneous. And, you know, they act first and then think after. I find that those type of people who react, that they tend to have these kind of traits. And the reason why I say that is because I'm still very much a quick thinker and I'm quite spontaneous. I tend to think first rather than act now. But just like anyone, catch me on a bad day and I probably will act first and then think afterwards. I don't do too much of that now, but I do know that these were traits that I had, things that I did that I don't anymore. So I know that it can be different people that do different things. I'm just sharing with you the type of person I was and the way how I used to behave. And hopefully that will, you know, you might be able to find yourself in there somewhere. So are you someone that finds herself reacting to everything that's going on around them and really taking actions and using your own initiative? Because the worst thing is, I don't know for yourselves, but I found it really quite challenging, because what I found was that I was constantly having this knee-jerk reaction. So situations would come my way and I would have this knee-jerk reaction to respond to it rather than sit and think about it before making a decision. It was like I said, these kind of people are quite spontaneous, so you react quite quickly. And it felt as though I was constantly in a battle, constantly fighting all the time, but not winning, you know, any battles. That's how it felt, because I constantly allowed situations, circumstances, and people to come at me rather than making a decision. So, you know, you can be probably renting a property and so forth, and you can say, well, in 6 months' time, I need to, you know, start saving. I need to move on from here. And your landlord says, right, they want you out in the next couple of weeks. And then based upon that, you start reacting quickly, obviously, because you need to find somewhere to move. And the reason why I'm giving you this example is because that's what happened to me many years ago, where I knew I wasn't going to be in the property for long, but became quite comfortable, quite complacent, and said, yeah, I'll start putting away for my deposit, and didn't actually get around to it. And then I was making somebody else make a decision for me, and then I had to act spontaneously and otherwise thought and done things that I wouldn't have done if I had a clear mind and actually had acted before I was put in that situation. So that's an example. There's many examples of how you can react. And sometimes you react because of fear. You react because the situation seems quite overwhelming. So you react, but it's not the way that you would typically act if you was to be making a conscious decision to move forward or to move to the left or the right, if you get my gist. So do you listen to people or simply wait for them to talk? You know, I find that the same kind of people, they don't really listen to people, and I can put my hands up for this. They don't really listen. They just wait for the person to finish talking and then respond, but they primarily haven't really heard what they've said, and they tend to be quite defensive as well, who tend to get their back up. Don't really listen to conversations in depth, but waiting for you to finish so that they can have a go or say their point. This is what I've found with people who react and not so much act. I did find it quite challenging, and I've experienced just of late, I would say, that I've noticed more so the difference between people who do this, because it's almost like they're waiting for something to happen before they make a decision. And like I said, there are situations that are going to happen and you're going to need to react to them and react to them very quick. But you have to be thinking about how am I going to react to this? Is this a knee-jerk reaction, or is this the decision that I would make on a sober, calm day? Because typically when we're put in a situation or put in a box, we tend to come out fighting and swinging and going crazy, when if we have the moment and the clarity to sit and plan and act on that plan, then we wouldn't do some of the things that we actually do. So are you somebody who typically acts, or are you somebody that reacts all too often? Because I think that when you can identify, and like all of us will react, and like I said, if you catch me on a bad day, I will react based upon a situation. But primarily, I do think, and that's one of the main things that I've realized is important and fundamental in not just reacting. I saw this quote and I thought that it was quite befitting, by George Bernard Shaw, and it says, the possibilities are numerous once we decide to act and not react. So the possibilities are numerous when we decide to act and not react. And that what that says to me is, again, have a sober mind, have a clear mind, and think before making any kind of action. Don't have this knee-jerk reaction because something's come your way. You have to kick out and do this. And I'll give you a prime example. I'm going through a really challenging time at the moment, and my knee-jerk reaction is to do something that I wouldn't typically do, sit down and have a sober mind. So I've run it by a couple of people, and this was after me making a decision, by the way. I ran it by a couple of people, and they said, well, no, I don't think that is a wise choice to make, and I think that you're reacting based upon your situation and circumstance. And I thought about it, and I said, yeah, actually, for that is around you, that is going to be wise, that can actually speak into your life and help you to have that clarity when you are in from all different angles. So the reason why I wanted to share this with you, because I think it is important for us to identify whether we are acting or just reacting, whether we're acting or just reacting, because this other quote here, I'm not too sure, Ernest Hemingway, he says, before you act, listen, before you react, think, before you spend, earn, before you criticize, wait, before you pray, forgive, before you quit, try. And, you know, I would say before you act, first and foremost, listen. Because how many times in a situation where someone's talking, we've already preempted what they're going to say, and we've got our backup and we're already answering them back, and it's a two-way fight going on, verbal fight going on, and the person probably wasn't even going to say that anyway, but because we wasn't listening to what they were saying, we was ready to, you know, put our point across, it causes contention. Before you react, think. That's exactly what I was saying. It's important for us to think before we make any action. And I know it's easier said than done, because when you're in a situation, you can just literally react and then think, oh, man, why did I actually do that? Before you spend, I think that is just standard, really. But I know that it's not as easy as that. Typically, people spend what they don't have, hence why we have got billions of debt in this country, credit cards and store cards and HP cards and all the rest of it to size. Yeah, you know, I think that sometimes it is about waiting, listening, thinking. It is about those three things, I think, primarily. And I do like, before you quit, try. Before you pray, forgive. You know, I would say, well, you'd need to, you know, be praying and forgiving, to be quite honest. But I hope that you guys have got the gist of what I'm actually saying. It's important for us to look at our actions. It's important for us to not get into the habit of reacting, not being defensive, not being one of these individuals that talks because they're waiting for their opportunity to talk, but rather to listen. It's important for us to think, for us to, you know, acknowledge where we're at before we can actually move on. So that was a really, really quick one, guys. And my apologies for cutting it so short today. Next week, Tuesday, all being well, I'll be back with a 30-minute blurb. But I hope that you have drawn something from this topic today. And like I said, you can, for the fullness of it, you can join me this Thursday at 8 p.m. on your digital network, Bromley. So until then, guys, have a fantastic evening and stay blessed, and think about whether you are going to react or whether you're going to act. So until next week, you guys take care. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Pure Inspiration Talk Show. If you have any comments or suggestions for future topics, or maybe you would just like to be on the show, why not drop me a line at pureinspiration2014@gmail.com. I look forward to being with you next time on the show. Until then, bye for now.